As floodwaters receded through the tiny rural town of Pollocksville, state transportation officials on Friday began assessing damages to the Main Street Bridge, which crosses the Trent River.
Making sure there's no big holes or anything where water washed away pavement or dirt material. A lot of times the concrete itself on the bridges are in fairly good shape. It's just on either end, the earth or the dirt material is really what washes away when you get a lot of water moving through here like we're seeing right now.
Jeremy Stroud is an inspector with the State Department of Transportation. He says DOT crews couldn't get to Pollocksville to inspect the roads until the floodwaters had receded enough for them to get through safely.
There's a lot of water moving out. There's a lot of debris on the bridge from when it was higher. Kind of looking around the area, you can tell that just Pollocksville itself had a couple feet of water on Main Street here on 17. So it's been a bad situation for everybody around.
In a neighborhood about two blocks away, residents were busy clearing debris from their homes, which had flooded earlier in the week. The neighborhood is located in a 500-year floodplain, meaning the likelihood of a flood happening there in a given year is only 0.2%.
This community made it through Floyd without this devastation. Nobody expected it. Nobody could have prepared for this.
Chris Ronan and his wife Julie live in a one-story home at the intersection of Foy and 2nd Streets. More than a foot of water came into their home soon after Hurricane Florence left the area on Sunday morning.
Our neighbors, we all yelled across the street at each other, "We made it." It was only at the foundation. We made it. We did it. And within 15 minutes, the water started going back to the river. And I ran and got him. I said, "There's something wrong. Something's wrong." And it rose 6 inches in 15 minutes. And that's when we all realized this is serious. We got to get out of here. And by the time we left, it was already coming in our house.
In the 12 years the Ronans have lived there, they say they've never experienced flooding that came inside their home. So they weren't prepared when it happened.
And it rose so fast, so quick, that there was nothing anybody could have done to stop it. So, I mean, furniture, appliances, clothing, everything's gone.
They spent the morning moving sodden dining room chairs, lamps, an ottoman, and belongings from their 5-year-old granddaughter's room into their driveway to dry in hopes of salvaging what they could.
We lost photos from vacations with her granddaughter.
Yeah, there's irreplaceable stuff.
We lost so much
stuff. I mean, furniture, yeah, it hurts losing that, but that's stuff that's easily replaced. But photos of our granddaughter when she was younger, and on vacations, stuff like that, you can't replace it. And unfortunately, the damage to it is, can't even have it repaired. And those are just the things that's what really tears the heart out.
The Ronans say before the flood, they thought they would spend the rest of their lives in their Pollocksville home. They spent the last 12 years gradually remodeling it, installing brand new appliances, hardwood flooring, and most recently, cabinets. All of these upgrades were destroyed in the flood.
I mean, you can see on the floor where it's bubbled. You can feel it bubbling under your feet.
The laundry room here, it's just like toys were floating on the top of a bathtub. And someone pulled the drain, and that's how it ended up.
I mean, there's a 300-pound chest freezer in there that it picked up and slammed down.
But in the midst of the unexpected devastation Hurricane Florence brought to the Ronans and their neighbors, Chris says he sees a glimmer of hope in the outpouring of support from the community.
From Pollocksville Fire to just the people that live in Pollocksville, that's the community. They've stepped up, they've helped everybody that they can, just trying to keep some semblance of normalcy.
At the Pollocksville filling station, Jones County Commissioner Zach Kuntz was passing out cleaning supplies and hot food to residents in need. He says he estimates at least half of the homes in the town of 300 people were flooded following Hurricane Florence.
There are families that have lost everything. We're talking down to their toothbrush, their comb, their clothing, bedding. We're talking everything. House, cars.
On Friday, most of the town was still without power. Kuntz says power has now been restored to most businesses and residences. One lane of Highway 17 through the town is now open, and trash pickup and mail delivery are resuming. A shelter that can house up to 400 people is now open in Trenton for residents whose homes were destroyed in the flood. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.